Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Trey Baucom of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing outpatient versus inpatient heart caths. Welcome, Dr. Baucom.
Thanks for having me.
We've talked a little before about Advanced Heart and Vascular Center, the on-site cath lab that's owned and managed by ACS physicians. So why don't you tell us a little more about the lab?
Well, Advanced Heart and Vascular Center is a joint venture between ACS, my group, and Krista Shreveport-Bossier. It's a state-of-the-art lab that we're extremely proud of. And what's unique about it is that it's an outpatient lab. And so it's really the only truly outpatient lab in the region. All other cath labs in this region are part of a hospital, and so you have to be admitted into the hospital. Even if they call it outpatient, you still go through the admitting procedure to get your heart cath procedure inside the hospital. And there's some advantages to that in certain situations. We all like to use in-hospital cath labs for certain things, but this gives you the opportunity to have a cardiac procedure truly as an outpatient, where you have a different experience, which we think is much better. It's very safe. You're not exposed to the other patients who are coming to the hospital for other things. And so that's what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more convenient. So that's reassuring on both sides. So the ability to receive these procedures outside of the hospital has to mean an additional level of safety for patients, right?
Absolutely. So, of course, now with COVID, this is even a bigger issue than it was before. I don't want people to be scared to go to the hospital because hospitals are great things. On the other hand, if you need a cardiac procedure and that's all you need, and we think it's going to be something fairly straightforward, a heart cath, an angioplasty and stent, if you have peripheral vascular disease or you need a pacemaker, rather than go in the hospital and get it done and often be admitted into the hospital, in an outpatient facility, we will do the procedure and send you home the same day. And that's much more convenient for people. People prefer that. It's often a more pleasant experience. It's not crowded. It's less hectic. That's all we do. I mean, all we do is cardiovascular things, and so we're very specialized in that. Our team is excellent. And so we do think it is a safer experience, and I think data bears that out as far as infection rate, you know, time in the hospital, those sorts of things. They're all better in an outpatient facility, particularly if it's run by physicians. Because physicians are very responsive to what their patients need and want. We don't have to go through any bureaucracy to make a decision about whether or not we want a piece of equipment or whether or not the patient is having a good experience. It's very important to us.
So just to clarify, if you're in an emergency situation, a hospital is still the best place to go, right?
Absolutely. If you think you're having a heart attack, go to the emergency room. You'll be admitted in the hospital and we'll do your procedure inside the hospital. And that's appropriate. If you're very ill, we're not going to do your procedure in our outpatient facility. And if we think you have extremely high risk of a complication, we're not going to do it there. On the other hand, we know from studies that most patients getting a cardiovascular procedure even are at low risk. The risk of complication rates is very low. So there's no reason to be in the hospital. However, having said that, a cardiovascular procedure, just by the nature of what we're doing, is different than getting an orthopedic scope or plastic surgery. We're a completely freestanding facility, makes sense. If you're having a cardiovascular facility, it's nice to have the outpatient convenience and pleasantness with a hospital right next door. And so we're physically adjacent to Christus. And so if there's an emergency, we have cardiovascular surgeons right there, cardiovascular operating rooms, all the equipment that we could possibly need right down the hall. And so it's like the best of both worlds.
How can a patient schedule a procedure?
Through your cardiologist. And so when you come to Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist for you're having a problem, if your heart rate's too slow, you're having angina, we would do screening tests. We would see, you know, is your stress test abnormal? Do you look like you need a heart catheterization? Might you need a stent? Do you have peripheral vascular disease? Or do you need something to do with your rhythm, like a pacemaker or a defibrillator? After those screening tests, we would schedule you for an outpatient procedure. On a separate day, you would come to the outpatient facility, which is very nice. And low volume. And so there aren't many people in the waiting room. So you're not exposed to patients who are coming to the hospital for something different, COVID, tuberculosis, some other illness. It's just cardiovascular patients and they're very spaced out. And then you would have your procedure then. And like I said, the vast majority, greater than 90%, go home the same day.
Oh, that seems pretty simple and very convenient.
It actually is. We were excited about it. It had been our dream to have one of these for years. And, you know, we kept putting it off for various reasons, but it's actually been better than expected. And Medicare now has changed their policies so that now Medicare patients can get angioplasty and stenting as an outpatient. We were already doing it for Blue Cross Blue Shield, but now Medicare approved that. And that's been great for our Medicare patients. Like I said, some we still elect to do in the hospital, depending on the severity. But a lot of people, you know, even elderly people can get a stent placed and go home the same day, or a pacemaker or defibrillator placed and go home the same day, which surprised me that people seem to prefer that. I mean, you know, if they live way out of town, sometimes they still want to be admitted overnight, but most people don't want to come in the hospital now unless they absolutely have to. And I think there's some wisdom to that.
That's fantastic. It's such an advanced center that you guys have put together. Are there any new developments in that area?
That's one of the great things about the outpatient lab, particularly since it's run by physicians, is that, you know, we really keep up, of course, with what the new innovations are. And we can now do CO2 angiography. So people that have peripheral vascular disease, now this isn't for the heart, but people that have blockages in their leg, for instance, a lot of them also have kidney disease. And the dye we use to image their legs can be put a strain on the kidneys, and it keeps some people from having procedures. We can now image their legs using CO2, and that's an innovation that we're just bringing to the outpatient lab. And so it allows us to do procedures on their legs, image their legs, without damaging their kidneys. And so those are the sort of innovations that are much easier to bring about in a physician-run outpatient facility.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Dr. Baucom. To learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.